Thanks for joining us here at AG Kolkata. We are the church with the open arms and we serve in the city of joy, Kolkata. It is our desire to reach out to those in need and to be instruments of effective change in a hurting world. If you like to learn more about us, you can simply go to www.agkolkata.org. We hope that you'll enjoy today's message.
What an exciting month you and I have in store for us. And this morning, even our passage of scripture, and I'll get to that, speaks about hope and the hope that you and I have during this season and even beyond the season, only in Jesus and no one else. Now, it's very interesting. Our passage, the background for our passage is similar to the one you and I live in at this moment. Turmoil, war, chaos, a little uncertainty, not knowing what's happening, not knowing where and how the next event is going to come, what's going to happen. And that is the background similar to our text this morning. The only difference is the main characters in our text were getting ready to enter into captivity because they were not sure of how life was going to be after that. And so in that moment, and in our moment today, I believe God wants to speak hope into your situation, into your circumstance, as you and I prepare our hearts towards Christmas. Some of you may be sitting here, it's been a difficult year, but God wants to speak hope into our lives, into our situations this morning. To begin with, I want you to come back with me to the year 2014. Sorry, this is a very personal example, but come back with me to the year 2014, December 10th, when we announced the arrival of a baby boy, Azariah. Little did we know, and believe me, he changed our lives, our world completely. We made the announcement of a baby boy arrival after he was born. But our text this morning announces of a baby boy many, many decades, many centuries, even before this baby was born. Now, this baby who was born was just not any baby, but this baby born, or to be born, was the Son of God and was to be born of a virgin, and that would change the course of history for you and I. That would change the world for you and I. He would become our Savior and bring God's love to each one of us. Now, Christmas is fast approaching, yeah? Some of us already made our shopping list, gone and visited New Market, or whichever market you go to. And it's a crazy time. It's a very exciting time, but yet a crazy time when you and I fill in our shopping list, get our shopping list together. You don't want to miss any gift. You don't want to miss any person. If you shop online, your shopping carts are full already. But someone said like this, it's interesting. Christmas is when you buy this year's gift with next year's money. You know, we approach this time of the year with excitement, with joy, with so much exuberance, and we want to celebrate the birth of Jesus. For some of us, we celebrate Christmas just because it's a good idea and everybody's doing it, so I don't want to be left out. Some of us celebrate Christmas, oh, it's a tradition and I've got to do it. I've been doing it since the time I was born, and so I need to do it again. Some of us celebrate Christmas because you and I like gifts, and this is one more reason why you get a gift, or this is one more reason why you give a gift to anybody. Now, Christmas, the original is not, there's no date for the birth of Jesus on December 25th in any record, right? No record, no history says the birth of Jesus happened December 25th. But you and I take it as a thought, take it and celebrate it, that the birth of Jesus was on December 25th. Now, I told you about the announcement. I told you about the announcement that took place. And this announcement takes place 700 years before the birth of Jesus. Now, you may ask, what's so special? What's so different? What's so unique? Announcement happened. Yes, but what's unique about this announcement is that this announcement comes, like I said, when there was a bad situation, when there was turmoil, when there was war, when the people were getting ready to get into captivity. And God promises a Messiah. God promises hope. God gives his people hope that is to come in this announcement. Now this word came to Isaiah and he announced this as hope to the people who are going through this difficult time. But this promise, like I said, was only fulfilled after 700 years when Mary conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you and I can read that in Luke chapter 1 and verse 30 to 32, where the angel comes to Mary and says, you have found favor with God and you will conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son. And you shall name him Jesus. And then the angels announce to the shepherd in Luke chapter 2 and verse 8 to 12. The angels tell the shepherd, fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy. For today is born to you in the city of David a Savior. You will find him wrapped up in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Two beautiful passages of hope. Two beautiful passages that in our context, even today, in our turmoil, in our situation, in our uncertainty, we don't know what's going to happen. But as we enter into the season, God speaks hope over our situations. I'd like us to focus on four names that are announced in this passage. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Four names this morning is what I want to look at in this season as God speaks this announcement of hope over us together. The first one, Wonderful Counselor. He counsels us, he leads us, he guides us, and he helps us. But today when you and I think of somebody as a counselor, you and I think of a therapist, you and I think of a person who sits on a chair or behind a table and they have a chair or a sofa in front of them. And you just talk and they shake their head and listen. And sometimes you find them writing down. That's the picture you and I have of a counselor. That's the picture you and I get of a therapist. But let me tell you, when you and I talk about a therapist, a counselor, it's different in the olden days. In the ancient world, the term counselor was referred to the advisor of a king, was referred to an advisor to the president, was referred to the advisor of an important person. Not what you and I think, but had a very important role in guiding, in leading, in helping, in directing the affairs of that time. And Jesus is our advisor. Jesus is our guide. Jesus is our counselor. Jesus is not just a counselor, but he is the Wonderful Counselor. Church, this morning, I want to let you know, Jesus is your Wonderful Counselor. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance you have gone through this morning, that name, the first name announced that day was Wonderful Counselor, and he is your Wonderful Counselor. He is approachable. He always understands exactly what you and I are going through. As the scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. For we do have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but the one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This counselor, he knows what it means to be betrayed by a friend. This wonderful counselor knows what it means to be tired, to be hungry, to be afraid. This counselor knows what it means to be homeless. This counselor knows what it means to lose a close one, a dear friend, a loved one. He is a wonderful counselor. With all this in mind, having said all that, I want to encourage each and every one of us to make an appointment this week. Sometime during this week with this wonderful counselor, sit down for a discussion with him and let this wonderful counselor speak into your life. He's always approachable. He's always available. You and I can come to Him. You and I can draw close to Him and talk to Him and tell Him all of our struggles. And then patiently listen as He tells us and guides us into what you and I need to do for every situation. Jesus is your wonderful counselor. Jesus in this moment speaks hope over you as a wonderful counselor. The second name that's announced to you and I is Mighty God. He's not just a wonderful counselor, but He is the Mighty God, God in flesh. Now think with me for a moment. That's a heavy name, a pretty heavy introduction for a little baby. But He is miraculously strong and powerful. Yet, during this season, we somehow think of Jesus being a little baby, a helpless baby, and anything but a mighty God. We think of Jesus, we have this picture of Jesus of being a helpless child in that feeding trough who needs help with everything. How can He be mighty? You and I may ask, how can He be mighty when He had no room? How can He be mighty when He was placed in a feeding trough? How can He be mighty when He is born into a poor, insignificant family? How can He be mighty when He was raised as a carpenter? Nothing. Nothing that you can be convinced about that Jesus had supernatural ability and strength from God. Yet, as He grew up to be the Lord of our lives, He calms the sea. He feeds the thousand. He casts out demons. He gives sight to the blind. He heals the sick. He even raises the dead. That's the mighty God you and I serve this morning. Come on, I thought somebody would say amen. You and I look at our situations. You and I can look at our past year, and countless times He has come through as a mighty God, answering your prayers, meeting you at the point of your need, answering your situations, leading and guiding you. He is a mighty God. This Almighty God came down to you and I in the form of a seemingly helpless child. But He was not helpless. He was strong. He was mighty. And like Daniel prophesies and says, this child to be born would be given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, all nations, all men in every tongue, in every language might serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will never pass away, and His kingdom is one which will never be destroyed. A mighty God. Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2 writes, although He existed in the form of God, He did not regard equality with God anything to be grasped, but He emptied Himself, taking on the form of a servant and being made in the likeness of God. That is a mighty God. That is the God you and I can count on. That is the God you and I can serve. That is the God you and I can declare in no matter what situation. He is a mighty God. He came as a baby, but He came as a mighty God too. When life gets hard, when situations get tough, when you and I need help, when you and I struggle, you know what? This mighty God is right next to you to help you in your weakness. To help me in my weakness. When you and I don't know where to turn for help, don't know where to go for help, He is right there with us. Because He is strong and He is a mighty God. So this morning, church, He is not just a wonderful counselor. He is just not a mighty God, but He is. And this season, God speaks hope over you and I by letting you and I know He is the everlasting Father. He is the everlasting Father. We understand that Jesus is not the Father. There's distinctions between the Father and the Son. One person, but they have three different roles that they play. And yet, Apostle Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica and says, "You know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would do to his own children." A father exhorts, a father encourages, a father implores, and the same can be said of Jesus. Because Jesus encourages us, Jesus helps us, Jesus comes and implores us. Jesus is the Son of God, but in a sense, He is the Father to us. As His children, Jesus loves on us. As His children, Jesus guides us. As His children, Jesus speaks into our lives. As His children, He protects us. He guides us. He leads us. Earthly fathers, you and I have limitations. You and I can do certain things. You and I can only go this far. But this morning, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, the Eternal Father, can do much more. His arms are never too short. His love never runs out. His heart is never small. But He is our Heavenly Eternal Father. He provides, He protects, He looks out for, He takes care of us. He has His hand over each one of our lives. And this morning, every father, you can relate with this because you can think back of the time when you had to drop your daughters. Daughters are always daddy's precious girls. Fathers, remember when you had a time to drop your daughter to school. And you left her at the bus, but you kept standing there till the bus moved. And even more, you followed the bus till the bus reached school. And then you still look to see your little princess walk into the school. That's what dads do, right? That's what Jesus does for you and I. He doesn't just tell us where to go, but He goes with us. He just doesn't tell us what to do, but He helps us do it. He just doesn't tell us how to live our lives, but He is with us as we live and face our situations. Jesus is the Eternal Father who speaks hope over our lives. He's not just the Wonderful Counselor this morning. He's not just the mighty God this morning. He is just not the Eternal Father this morning. But the final name announced to you and I, speaking hope over your life, over my life, over our situations, is He is the Prince of Peace. He just doesn't speak peace. He just doesn't tell us how you and I can have peace. But He is peace. Amen. He is the peace that you and I so long for in our everyday lives. Today when you and I hear the word prince, you and I think of, maybe a little bit, maybe perhaps a leader, maybe perhaps just some responsibility given. But the word is actually ruler, official, commander, leader of everything and all things. And Jesus this morning is our leader. He is our ruler who brings peace to you and I. Now, peace doesn't mean you and I don't have turmoil. Peace doesn't mean you and I don't go through anything. But what peace Jesus gives to us gives us strength to go through no matter what storm comes our life. The peace that Jesus gives us strength to walk through any flood that you and I have to walk through this morning. I don't need to tell you, we live in a moment where there's war happening all around us. And yet, Jesus is here to offer you and me peace. Complete peace. Soundness. Complete peace. Jesus comes to establish peace between God and I, between God and you, between God and us. When He binds our relationship together with God, Jesus comes to make things right in our lives. And Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So the question is this morning, this Prince of Peace wants to speak peace into your lives, want to speak peace by making your relationship right with God, by giving you a healthy relationship with Jesus. But what are you going to do? As you and I sit here, think back, think of it. Is your relationship right with Jesus? Is your relationship okay with God? Is the relationship in the right place, in the right order with God? If not, then Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is right here to make it right. Prince of Peace, the one who makes all things right, the one who gives strength, the one who helps us stay calm in the midst of a storm. He is your peace and my peace this morning. He is the Prince of Peace. Hope announced the birth of a baby who is a wonderful counselor, who is a mighty God, who is our everlasting Father, and who is your Prince and my Prince of Peace. Church, we've looked at that announcement a little closer this morning. And I hope as we've looked at the four names that announce peace and hope over our lives, you and I will draw closer to Jesus today. You and I will draw closer to Jesus this season. It's not about the season. It's not about what you do and how you do it. But it's all about Jesus, the baby who comes and speaks hope over our lives. Jesus, the Savior of the world, was announced as hope to you and I. And this morning, these four names are associated with God, Jesus himself, and is something that you and I can hold on to. He is our wonderful counselor. He is the one who will guide, who will lead, who will help, who will listen if you are willing to speak to him. He is a mighty God who is willing to come and help you no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance. He is willing to come and be your strength and pick you up. He is the eternal Father who wants to wrap his arms of love around you, who wants to wrap his arms of protection and provision over you. He is your peace and my peace this morning. So my challenge to you is simple. You've heard the announcement. You've heard that he's a wonderful God, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. My challenge to you is simple. Would you open your hearts and receive this wonderful God, this mighty God, this Prince of Peace into your life this season and allow the birth of Jesus and the announcement of hope to lead you and guide you into everything, this situation, into this season. Isaiah 7:14 says this, and you shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. This morning, a simple challenge to you. What are you going to do with this God, Emmanuel? This season, he is your God. He is my God. But more than that, he wants you to know that he is God who is with you. He speaks hope over your life and over every situation. He speaks peace over your life in every situation. He speaks strength over your life in every situation. He wants to come and help you. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And my prayer this morning is that we would open our hearts and allow this Emmanuel God to step into our lives, to step into whatever situation you're going through and pronounce peace, pronounce hope into your life, in my life this morning. As Pastor comes, leads us in the closing. Allow this Emmanuel to step into your life and draw close to Him.
Thanks for listening to this message from AG Kolkata. We hope you would stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using @AGC Kolkata. We would love to know how this message has touched your life. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing us at stories@agkolkata.org. Hope you have a great week ahead.